USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr is appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday, testifying before the group on his response to the Mueller report. Some Republicans are supporting Attorney General Barr's conclusion, including Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, who's trying to make sense of his version of the Democratic argument about the timing of the Mueller report release.
Their entire argument is, General Barr, you suppressed the 19 pages that are entirely public, that we have, that we can read, that they know every word of it, and their complaint is it was delayed. I have to say that is an exceptionally weak argument. Because if you're hiding something, I'll tell you right now, General Barr, you're doing a very lousy job of hiding it. Because the thing that they're suggesting you hid, you released.
Cleanup is underway in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Missouri after at least 25 tornadoes ripped through those states on Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defects but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
Wake up and listen. If you take sleep aids, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The FDA is going to require makers of certain sleep aids to put strongly worded warnings on their boxes and outpatient guides. Ambien, Lunesta, and Sonata were among the products mentioned by the agency as being potentially dangerous because they can cause people to experience impairment of mental alertness even the morning after their use, and even if the people feel fully awake. They say that warnings will have to list the potential side effects, like sleep driving and other risks activities that can lead to injury or death. The FDA is also urging health providers to prescribe lower doses of medications for insomnia in an effort to reduce the morning after risks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Teachers in North and South Carolina are out in full force rallying for more pay. This is the same sort of rallies that we saw in Los Angeles, Virginia, Denver, and West Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
With violence still happening in Venezuela, as opposition leader Juan Guaido has been calling for this uprising, and President Nicolas Maduro still nowhere to be found, he is said, though, to be monitoring the chaos. The point becomes, though, when will the United States step in? Former State Department official Christian Witten believes,
you know, we're with them politically, we're with them economically, we're with them. It's amazing, actually, how unified the hemisphere is. This is part of the rightward shift within the hemisphere, and we have great allies in Brazil and Argentina and Colombia, which are putting a lot of pressure on there. You know, this is not an interventionist administration, and what we're seeing here is Trump-Pence foreign policy, where you can be very active, you can use American smart power, you can use political warfare, but short of actually going in and intervening militarily, which actually is best probably for the Venezuelans in the long run as well, that they achieve their own freedom, and that's not the gringos seen coming down and imposing some form of government. It's the new form of government that they want.
And as far as our interests in Venezuela, he says,
the most critical national interest we have is in the security of the hemisphere, and I don't mean that in an abstract sense. I mean that in the sense of having millions of people streaming across borders as refugees, really swamping Colombia in the near term and coming for our borders in the long term. More broadly, though, you know, the idea that we should resist socialism and oppression within our hemisphere, that we've had this thing since the Monroe Doctrine.
Winton was speaking there on Fox News for USA Radio News. I'm Tim Berg.